This is Studio 360. I'm Kurt Anderson. Today we're celebrating this Partey weekend with some of our favorite music. Anytime Eric Clapton's Layla pops up on the radio, I start singing along or playing air guitar. I don't know anybody named Layla, but I always have had this mysterious feeling that Clapton was reading my mind. Maybe the number one attribute of a great pop song is that you, the listener, feel like you're really part of it. And maybe number two is that it's about a boy and a girl. Steve Nelson and Jocelyn Gonzalez share a few of the songs that were written for them.
You know, Mark was a friend.
Yeah, I know, he's been a good friend of mine.
A pretty good friend.
But lately something's changed, it ain't hard to define. Jesse's got himself a girl and I want to make her mine. And she's watching him with those eyes.
Rick Springfield was speaking to me. I was in high school. My best friend Mark was dating Sarah, and I wanted to make her mine.
You know I wish that I had Jesse's girl.
Those lyrics, those power chords, they went straight to the marrow of every bone in my body.
Where can I find a woman like that?
I have a long history of unrequited love. I also have a long history of identifying with unrequited love songs. I've dialed 8675309 many a time, so to speak. Okay, once I actually dialed it. No one answered. So it turns out that Jesse and his girl were actual people. Rick Springfield met them while he was taking his stained glass class. Jesse was really named Gary, but Rick says Gary's girl didn't exactly roll off the tongue. He also says he's forgotten the name of the woman. Yeah, right.
Tell me, where can I find a woman like that?
After a while, my friend Mark got dumped by Sarah. And get this, I eventually married her. Now that I had Jesse's girl, I decided to write my own song, of the requited kind. With apologies to Wyclef, the Bee Gees, and really anyone listening, here it is.
The future's uncertain like the one Yoda said, but put your mind at ease and don't worry that pretty hat, cause through all of our trouble and all that jive, our love will keep staying alive.
Let's keep it going.
Thankfully, for the world of music, that was my first and last try at recording a song. From now on, when I want a love song for Sarah, I'll leave it to the pros, like Hall & Oates.
It's you and me forever. Sarah,
smile, smile.
Oh, won't you smile a while for me, Sarah?
My favorite song about a girl used to be Sharona grew up to become a real estate agent, but here she is, immortalized as the hottest of all the young things. I wondered if I'd ever become the object of lust in such a song. I longed to become the muse of some tempestuous rock poet. What was the criteria for pop muse? I didn't think I had it. For one, the name. Jocelyn doesn't rhyme with anything. And I wasn't a fallen angel in gritty Paris.
Roxanne, you don't have to put on the red light.
Nor was I a new wave nymph.
Her name is Rio and she dances on the sand.
So I resigned myself to reality, settling for drugstore Valentines instead of rock and roll love letters. After college, I found myself dating a popular local musician. He was a bit of a punk with a soft, quirky center. During our affair, I searched for hints that his feelings for me inhabited his music.
Patty Hearst is here to stay.
Scratch that.
Eleanor, you've traded your two legs.
Oh dear. Whatever motivated his art, it wasn't me. A year or so after we split, I went to see him perform in a spare acoustic setting. There was one number I'd never heard. It was simple, tender, sad. It stunned the small audience. As he came off stage, I asked him about that song. "Did you like it?" he asked. "Yes," I replied. "I loved it." "Well, a long time ago," he said, "I wrote it for you."
I don't read minds, but I can read a front page headline from across my room, where you look beautiful, about to say what we both know is true, that I'm so wrong for you. Don't take your coat off, don't take your coat off.
I know it's a crappy copy of the song. It's the only one that exists. But it's not the rarity that makes it a hit. It's just about a girl. And the girl is me.
And if you say you'll stay, all the blood would rush so quickly through my veins. All this might pass away. And you wouldn't stop to cry. Say you're out of time, but that you didn't come to stay. You came to say goodbye. So don't take your coat off. Don't take your coat off. Don't take your coat off. 'Cause you might change your mind.
Jocelyn Gonzalez and Steve Nelson.